Oh my gosh, what did you do to get here?
Stupid.
They clicked.
They clicked?
Yeah.
Oh, they're heels.
No.
They're coming home. I don't. Hi. I'm having a stroke. And I'm joined by my lovely co-host.
Seizure.
Oh my god, we're really having a health crisis today. And welcome to Gay Screaming. Our actual names are Jared and
Charlie, aka Misty Terrain.
And yeah, this is our podcast. We talk about stuff and things.
Called Gay Screaming.
Yes.
Where we gay and we scream.
That's pretty much all we do. I mean, we already fucking screamed in the first few seconds of the episode, so.
Hold on. There's something I must address, because there's no other podcast doing it like us. We are coming through with the special guest stars.
Oh my god.
2 weeks ago, we had Lichita, famously. Last week, we had a cameo appearance from your fan.
Oh yeah.
I'm just saying, I think Beyonce might roll through this
I mean,
week.
yeah, the star power is pretty high. Right now we're joined by my roommate's cat Kai. She is being an angel.
Yeah, she's a New York Times bestseller.
Yeah, she wrote 5 books and they're all about how to shit in the shoebox. So yeah, you could say we're famous.
Almost,
Yeah.
but not quite. I think,
I'll have
well,
you know, I got 9 stars in Mario Party today, so.
don't even get me started.
Oh, I did.
Don't even get me started on this one. This one right over here. Little Mr. I forgot you were alive. Mr. Elon Musk.
I was not Elon Musk.
Oh,
I
really?
was simply exercising my rights
If
to getting stars.
Once again, we played Mario Party. I had attached a cursed dice block onto Jared in the hopes that he would land onto Bowser and cause a Bowser revolution,
It was a great
redistributing
mistake. It was a
all
great
the
mistake.
coins because I was fat, nasty, and broke
Stop.
the entire game. Career in shambles. I came on the bitch mad as hell. And what does Jared do? Not roll a one, I'll tell you that much.
Moreover, I landed on a lucky space and got a mushroom, so.
Jared got a lot of stars that came, and
Yeah.
I got second place though, so I'll take
Yeah,
it.
you're fine. I mean,
Yeah.
with the master CPU, the Mario we put in the game, got third. So you
So
could say it's a flop.
we won.
Yeah.
You know, that he's in his flop era. You know,
The party's named after him and he's
Mario
in his
was at
flop
his
era.
lowest.
Yeah, he was broke.
Fat, nasty, and broke.
Yeah.
Career in shambles. You know, he came on this bitch mad as hell. I'm gonna keep quoting that today.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so does that count as our hellos? Did we say hello?
We said hello. How are we? How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired. I'm perpetually tired. But I've been playing. Let's not say playing. That's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, I wouldn't say you're playing. I'd say it's playing you.
Exactly. I purchased Pokemon Shining Pearl. And I regret to inform y'all that I'm shiny hunting. And the pearl isn't shining, let me tell you that much, because I am halfway, let's say 2.5K. I'm 2.5K Buizel deep, and not one of them, not one, has been shiny. So,
For those who don't understand,
yeah, this is all gibberish to non-Pokemon players.
in Pokemon, there are two types of Pokemon. There
The
are,
ones who are beta,
right?
and then the ones who are alpha.
Right. And then the Sigma ones. No, I'm joking. There's the regular ones, and then there's the ones that are a different color from the regular ones. Those are the shiny ones, and they're like super duper rare. And like Jared has been in the same spot in the game for like 3 days straight now. Just trying to get a shiny version of one single Pokemon and has yet to come up with one. And it's very hard to watch, I gotta say. I tried doing it earlier myself. It's not easy stuff, folks. It's very, what does it do to you? It's like, a slap in the face. Being like, oh, you wanted a shiny? Think again, bitch. You know?
Yeah, but happening over and over and over for hours.
Yeah. Ooh, it's like Squid Game.
Oh. Bit of a stretch, but okay.
You know when he's slapping you over and over and over and over and over?
No, that was before Squid Game.
But, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
that was Squid different, because that was enjoyable.
It was the game before the game.
So how are you, Charlie?
I'm suspended on Twitter right now.
Right.
I'll talk about that later.
Oh, we're going to come back to it?
Yeah, we're going to circle back around to it, but I'm coming for you, at Jack. I'm not wishing you...
At Jack? Oh, the Twitter guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not wishing you a very die, but I'm coming for you, at Jack. We're going to have a conversation.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say. But how am I doing this week? This week was kind of like a filler.
Filler episode, yeah.
You know, like, nothing really happened. I mean, like... They're probably going to hire me full-time at my job, so I probably won't be a temp anymore.
I love that for you.
So, hooray to that, you know? Well, hello. Let's celebrate that. Thank you. Oh, we're locking hands. But yeah, that's kind of exciting. It's weird, though, because I'm going to have to, like, do a few interviews at a job I'm already at, you know?
That is weird.
But,
what are they going to ask?
I don't know. Honestly, but I'm just gonna wing it, kind of, because, like, I've been through so many job interviews in my life, and at this point, I'm just like, look, if you're gonna pick me, you're gonna pick me.
Well, that's the thing, yeah, I usually just walk in there and say whatever the fuck I want. If they don't hire me, oh well.
Yeah.
Like, I'll keep looking for a job.
Like, when I was 18, I used to be, like,
I used to be so nervous before job interviews. I'd be, like, freaking out and, like, sweaty, and then, like, stuttering when they're asking questions, but now I'm just sitting there, like...
Agreed.
I would like a paycheck.
Yeah. It's just like, why are you hiring, or why do you want this job? Aren't you hiring?
Well, I do work food service because I can only work food service because nowhere else will hire me.
Exactly.
So that's why I would like to work food service.
Well, for me, especially like now, I work so many shitty jobs where I don't mind interviewing so many times for a place I'm already at because it's just like, you guys know what I'm capable of,
right.
You know, like...
We've already seen your double D knockers.
Exactly! Yeah.
They'd be sitting on the desk while you're typing.
That's what I've been sitting on as well. I got some huge knockers
since last week's episode. Congratulations. Yeah. I'm waiting to buy mine on Black Friday.
Aww, it's going to be so exciting. A one-shot procedure.
Yeah, I mean...
You're going to be like that picture of Cora with the... Big mommy milker.
Oh my god, I love that picture of her. She looks so good.
What Make it your phone background.
That's the ossification of Cora. She started milk bending.
Don't forget to rate and review our podcast. Rate us 5 stars. Leave a review. Just do a little something so the algorithm can boost our podcast out there. You know, we wanna launch ourselves into the mainstream here, folks. Not actually, though. That'd be very intense. I wouldn't want to be, like, mainstream, you know? Anyways, we'll be right back. We're gonna go into our little transition thingy, so hang tight, and we'll come back to you with some hot topics. Welcome back to Gay Screaming. This is our segment that we call Hot Topics, where we talk about topics that are hot because they happened most likely this week.
Temperature is over 180 degrees Fahrenheit for each of these topics.
It's sizzling. You know, it's a little crispy.
It's at the Chili's.
You know, before we get into Hot Topics, though, it is the Thanksgiving episode.
Oh, is it?
Technically, because we come out the day before Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. You have anything to say about the holiday?
This is stolen land.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say.
It's, as one person on Twitter put it, it's Friendsgiving turns into an orgy season. Oh no.
Very different, opinions on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, very. Anyways, let's talk about some hot topics. Let's talk about the bigger news, because the other two are just kind of updates. Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes.
Cabello.
Whoa, no.
Come on.
Cabello.
I didn't ask to be born Latino.
No más.
Tuve suerte.
Exactly. So, Shawn Mendes and Camila broke up. Are we surprised?
No.
No.
I was waiting for it. 2 years is way too long.
Yeah.
After that video with the polygraph test, I was talking to Nikki about this. The video where he was like very weird about what's on his For You page. I was like, I feel like this
is that's not the one where he said it's giving share, right?
No, different video, completely different.
But they asked him about share in that one. No,
I don't know.
I
just I haven't seen the whole video. I've only seen the clip where they like, what's on your For You page, son? And he gets so fucking flustered.
Yeah,
and he starts being like, I don't know, what's on your For You page? I don't know, regular stuff, normal stuff. And I'm just like, you didn't make yourself look too good there.
Listen, so there's a couple things that go into this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's kind of like problematic to be like, oh yeah, Sean's gay, knew it all along, blah, 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 blah.
At this point, I think it's funny.
But this was like the most like produced relationship.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
You know?
The like stunts of them being seen in public.
Yeah.
And
the video of them walking outside while the SpongeBob shoes.
Iconic.
Yeah.
But it's giving share.
Yeah.
Whole separate thing. I don't know. Their whole relationship is very like Hollywood, like, oh, we're gonna.
She was very much clearly the beard. You know? And, like, towards the end of the relationship, she was just addressing him at, like, shows and stuff as, my guy.
I don't like that.
You know, like,
yeah.
My guy, come on. And every time they would tell, like, he would tell stories about her, it just sounded so fake. I was like, you guys don't sleep in the same bed together. He would be like, yeah. Camila would be like, you're gonna lay on my boobs right now, and you're gonna tell me what's wrong with your day, and we're gonna talk about it, okay? We're gonna get those feelings out. And I was just like,
unfortunately, I feel like that is something she would say.
Probably.
Remember the one performance where she's like, I think it's Ty Dolla Sign, she like grabs him and she like starts like doing the thing, and then he like tries to get away and she goes,
the work from home performance.
She's like, I'm gonna push him.
I'll never forgive X Factor for bringing Fifth Harmony into this world.
The same way I'll never forgive them for bringing One Direction. Was that X Factor?
In the UK, yeah.
The UK?
Yeah.
Nar.
It's true. Listen, I do appreciate Normani being a thing now because of Fifth Harmony, but.
Well, yeah, but it's like the group.
Fifth Harmony was kind of rough.
Yeah.
It was, there was a lot going on there.
Although I do relate to them hammering the wheels of a tractor.
We can work from home.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's very.
Oh. Do you think he comes out now, or do you think he, I mean, I guess it's weird to like.
This is all assuming if he happens to actually be gay.
It's kind of hearsay.
Yeah, it's hearsay. I don't necessarily think anything's going to happen. I think he's just going to either go back to being single, or he's gonna find another girlfriend.
Yeah, listen, like, if you are gay, Sean, because clearly,
or bisexual people exist,
or pan, you know, whatever, or asexual, who knows.
Mm-hmm.
We don't discriminate. Sometimes we do, but not
what's
always
on your For You page, Charlie.
What's on my For You page? Cock and ball.
See, that's what he wanted.
Yeah.
He thinking about it.
It's just like, if you are gay or, you know, queer on the spectrum of the LGBTQ+. The LGBTQ1 plus one.
Listen, the LBGT, the LB,
the
GDP, the GDP.
The alphabet soup.
Yeah.
The alphabet mafia, straight people call us.
Ew, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Sounds like a band.
We could be. Do you think you can do vocals?
No.
I can't do vocals.
I can't do vocals or an instrument. What I can do is be the manager.
I can see that.
Yeah.
You could be very successful in that.
I would just be bossy.
You
I'm
could,
very good at being bossy.
You would be like, actually, Beyonce, my band isn't shortening their set. You're shortening your set.
And then Beyonce would... She would roll up the partition. There, I thought of something.
It took you a while.
It's giving share.
But you got there. Anyways, if you are gay, like, just take your time. You know, like, don't feel pressured to, like, come out.
It's one thing that does surprise me is how many celebrities still feel that kind of pressure to, like, not come out. Because remember What's-His-Face came out recently and he was like, oh, I didn't.
Who?
Like, the guy who's been in a relationship for, like, 10 years. The guy. It's Harold and Kumar.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's so hot.
He is. But I was like, I don't remember exactly what he said, but it was something along the lines of, like, oh, yeah, I never, like, felt comfortable, like, fully saying it.
Well,
it was,
I guess,
kind of, like, an open thing.
Because in his time while he was big, it was really...
Yeah.
It was very homophobic times.
Yeah, but especially nowadays, which
yeah.
is, like, why I'm, like, bringing it up is because I feel like nowadays it's very acceptable.
I mean, so that's, like, the
in the mainstream sense, not, like, actually day-to-day.
But
when you're a celebrity.
It is acceptable, but the thing about, like, the way some of these, like, executives work,
mm-hmm.
you know, they'd be like, it's great, but, like, we don't know if it's great for the brand.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's what ends up happening a lot. So a lot of times celebrities will have to choose whatever the brand wants
okay.
over whatever they want.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's a little more different now, but that is still very prevalent. So like I said, if you are, you know, a little fruity, take your time. Come out whenever you're ready. If you're not, then we will eat our own words.
Yeah.
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 Anyways.
Good luck, Shawn.
Good luck, Shawn Mendes. And Camila Cabello. I
no comment.
Am I wrong?
You are.
Yeah. You were for a lot of things. Assaulting Ty Dolla $ign for one. Calling Normani the N-word for a second.
Yeah, I already did not like her, but that stuff, like, not surprising, but it's still, like, ew.
Your vocals for third. Crime against
humanity. Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Anyways, moving on. Travis Scott update. Boo, 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 boo. Not actually, but...
Any boo, boo?
I think 9 total people ended up dying because one died in the hospital a few days afterwards.
Okay.
After the Astroworld
fiasco. Lupe fiasco.
Yeah. He's being sued for $2 billion now.
Are we surprised? No.
Him and Drake, though. I think Drake is
included.
Because Drake was performing while he was performing, too, like, together.
Yeah.
So, I don't...
Drake's like, am I wrong?
Yeah. I mean, Drake had posted being like, oh, I'm so, like, devastated and blah, 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 blah. But, like,
your world's about to be devastated.
Yeah.
Drake can handle it better than Travis, though.
Well, okay, so Travis Scott is being sued for $2 billion. I don't know how many billions Kylie has.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly...
Well, she barely became a billionaire,
yeah.
So I don't even know if, like...
I mean, it could be, like, barely to us, but for all we know, it's been so long now that was reported,
true.
Like,
that's
a year
true.
Or two ago.
Yeah, she probably has made a lot since then.
You know? So, I feel like she's definitely gonna contribute to that because, you know, they're married and stuff, but, like, there's no way he's gonna get away with this. He's gonna have to cough up that $2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
You think? Like, not you think. Now my brain's farting.
Yeah, it's hard to think right now. But basically the way civil suits work, he's going to have to pay up.
Yeah.
There's no, like, defending this kind of thing because people actually died. And, like, most of the time with civil suits, what they're looking for are damages and what you have to do to pay back those damages. And
yeah.
when people actually die, there's no arguing that shit. You can't be like, oh, well, it wasn't my fault because you were the one who put on the show. So, of course, you have partial responsibility and you're the one with all this money. So they're going to come after you.
Yeah.
I don't know how much the venue is involved in that. I don't know if the security's team, like if it was his own team or if it was like.
I feel like it has to be a little of everyone.
Probably. But
you know?
The main one whose responsibility it is
Travis.
So because it was his event.
Yeah.
So he's basically getting the pants.
I feel like Drake is kind of, not that Drake himself is the sole responsible person for all of this,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like people keep forgetting that he was on stage with Travis
yeah.
performing while all this was happening.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's not receiving nearly as much, like,
backlash.
Of the backlash
yeah.
that Travis
it's is. Mostly because he did come out as a member of the LGBTQ community because he said that he was a lesbian girl, me too. I'm just telling it like it is.
Is Drake an NB?
Maybe.
He could be. They could be.
Yeah, fix yourself.
Drake, stop talking to Millie Bobby Brown.
I think that stopped, right?
Is it?
She hasn't said anything about him in years.
Maybe.
But that was weird. That definitely was weird.
I feel like he still could be talking to someone.
Plenty of people. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The way this man is so desperate for bitches.
Girl.
All of his songs are like,
girl, I'm a lesbian. Me too. Like, Drake! If you don't shut up. God damn it. But anyways.
The way he really thought that was fire. I can't stop.
Whoever told him, yo, bro, that's some fire. You're spitting. Seek help.
And then the song with Future. Oh, God.
How many songs does he have with Future?
I don't know, but on the new album, he's like, I'm too sexy for sure.
Oh, is that them? Yeah, that's that Future song?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just some random song. I thought that was like, you know how like every now and then like one of those one hit wonder songs will come out? I thought that was one of those.
Vibes, but no, it's Drake and Future, unfortunately. And I already have my own qualms against Future because misogynists will use Future as their bargaining token. Or not bargaining token, what's the, they're like role model.
I'm hashtag Team Sierra.
She's for the streets. What?
I'm hashtag Team Sierra because he was Sierra's baby daddy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He also has a million other children from a million other babies' mothers.
Now that sounds right.
And he is shitty to all of them.
Because she's for the streets.
Yeah.
Haven't you heard?
Exactly. Fuck Future. Yeah. Fuck Drake. Fuck Travis Scott.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways. Pay up Travis Scott. Please.
Go listen to Frank Ocean. Y'all should go listen to Frank Ocean. That's all I have to say about that.
Listen to... Who am I going to recommend?
Charlie doesn't listen to rap.
Yes, I do. Pull up in the Sri Lanka?
That's very you. That's a very you energy.
Anyway.
Ever since you decided to stop being a Barb, you have not listened to one rap song in your life.
I still listen to Megan.
I mean, yeah, but that's like pop rap.
Yeah, and I'll listen to Brie Renway every now and then.
Okay, that's valid. You know? I'm okay with Brie.
Saweetie every now and then, too. And then obviously Doja.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Right.
Not Nicki anymore, really. It's hard to listen to Nicki now.
Yeah.
Anyways, last update. Never thought I'd be talking about Christina Aguilera.
No one did.
On the podcast. Did you know Christina Aguilera swung on Pink in a club?
No.
Yeah, she tried fist fighting.
I hate to break it to y'all. I know that I'm the one who's out of the loop with pop culture stuff compared to Charlie, but if I'm being completely honest with y'all, I barely know who Christina Aguilera is.
You just made me so happy.
Good. All I know about her is she was on the fucking Boys.
Mm-hmm.
She was annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a few songs that my mom listens to.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
Same here. My mom is a big Christina fan.
My mom loves the song Genie in a Bottle, and it's so annoying. I don't find that song good to listen to.
That's like her first song, no?
I don't know. I'm just here, and everyone's shouting things, and I keep hearing this bitch, and I'm like, where am I? Someone take me home.
You are home.
So anyways, why are we laughing so hard?
Somebody asked Christina at a red carpet for the Latin Grammys because Christina has always obviously been a proud Latina.
That skin is white as snow.
You know she was blackfishing back in the day? You don't
yeah,
know.
I,
but,
well, I've seen the pictures.
Yeah. I don't like Christina Aguilera. She just gives me very bad vibes.
Yeah.
But that's besides the point. She was at a red carpet at the Latin Grammys, and a reporter was like, oh, hey, yeah, you know, like, Britney Spears was just... And before the reporter could even finish the question...
Right.
Miss X Tina turns around...
Her name is a drug. Like, how are we supposed
exactly.
to just listen to that?
Literally. She turns around to her manager, and, like, you can't see her pat him, but she's clearly, like, patting him or motioning to him, or,
it
like...
It looks like Charlie's doing something strange under the table.
It looks like I'm drinking off a ghost.
That ghost...
I hope that ghost feels very pleasured.
I hope that ghost doesn't press charges.
Why would
I can't
press
run this
charges?
Podcast by myself.
Oh, no! So she turns to her manager, she's kind of like, rescue me. And then the manager does kind of rescue her and is like, oh, we're not doing that today. Thank you. And then Christina's like, I'm happy for her though. Right? And it came off like very like inauthentic and very fake. And Brittany saw that, posted it to her story, and was like, if you refuse to speak when you know the truth, that is a lie. Mm-hmm. And she kind of was just like, listen, I was the one who went through this for so long, and people knew, mm-hmm. and they didn't say anything. And clearly, Christina was one of those people. Mm-hmm. To be fair, Christina fans have posted some screenshots of Christina being like, free Britney or whatever, but I'm just gonna pretend that someone put a gun to Christina's head and was like, you better fucking tweet free
Britney.
Well,
there's also wanting to look good
yeah,
in the public eye.
Exactly.
Because you look like a better person if you're a celebrity being like, free Britney.
Yeah.
But if she's not actually doing anything to help her get out of that situation, then that's like, because I feel like celebrities have more power than us.
Yeah.
And yet, nothing was done.
Yeah. And now people are kind of like, oh, why is Britney even dragging her? And blah, blah, blah. And listen, Britney has pretty much been locked away for 13 years.
Yeah.
If she wants to be mad right now,
yeah,
I think she's justified.
Celebrities have fought over stupider things.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is, I think, far from stupid, especially when it came to Britney being, you know, in a conservatorship for 13 years. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, fuck Christina Aguilera, too. Bitch.
I hope she figures that out.
Her life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for her. Or, I'm sorry that happened. I don't know.
I'm not reading all that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We're going to go to commercial break. We'll be right back.
Special guest star Kai. Everybody, do an applause. She's looking at us like she fucking hates us.
I know. Welcome back from commercial break. Mm-hmm.
Our legal team has informed us that Christina Aguilera is pressing charges and suing, and also will show up at our door tonight at 8 p.m.
What if she does BB Rex us?
That's unfortunate.
You know, like that one gay who, like, his claim to fame was bullying BB Rexha.
Yeah, and then she got mad.
Well, I feel like she justifiably sent him cease and desist, being like, okay, we get it, you hate me.
BB Rexha, I hope it gets better.
Or sorry that happened.
I'm not reading all that.
Our next segment is called What's On Your Mind, where we talk about what's on our mind. So, Jared, I pose the question to you. What's on your mind?
So, because I already talked about Diamond and Pearl earlier.
Diamond and Pearl.
The thing that's on my mind right now is Saucy Santana and that dance.
Which dance?
The one where...
Hey, did you ever learn how to do it?
No. I've never learned how to do a TikTok dance in my life.
Me neither. They look too hard.
Yeah. I think I did one on my old TikTok account a few years ago, and I don't remember what the song was or what the dance was, but I know it was very easy.
Say So.
And it was like less than 10 seconds, and it was not Say So. It was before that. Yeah.
Well,
what's on your mind?
I'll tell you what's on my mind, bitch.
Material girl.
Twitter suspended me.
You already mentioned that.
But
it's still in your mind.
We're circling back to it, remember?
Oh, yeah.
We're coming full. It's called a teaser.
Oh, don't tease them. You kinky
just
bitch.
Just the tip.
You kinky bitch.
Just
Pokemon
the tip.
BDSM? Pokemon sadism and masochism?
No!
Pokemon. I don't know what the B and the D stand for.
Bondage and,
Dom
and sub? I don't know.
Okay.
We did the Twitch streamer Pokemon K jokes, everyone. Round of applause.
Tee hee.
But what was on my mind? Oh, yeah, Twitch.
Not you gripping the pumpkin.
Twitter suspended me. And, like, okay. Do I get it?
Were points made?
Maybe.
But did you make points?
Definitely.
Exactly.
So they only suspended me for 11 hours and 44 minutes specifically.
It's just funny that Donald Trump got away with everything he did.
They didn't get rid of him. For so long. Yeah.
And they didn't do shit. And then you tweet, I wish all TERFs
a very die.
And they're like, we need to fucking end this person.
So, okay, if you guys don't know, TERFs are horrible people.
TERF stands for Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminist.
So they're quote-unquote feminist, but they hate trans people. So, honestly, they can burn in hell with everyone else down there.
Tag yourself in hell.
Yeah, I being pretty upset one day over, like, all the Dave Chappelle stuff and just seeing, like, a lot of transphobic takes, I was just like, you know what? Wishing all TERFs a very die. That was, like, before Halloween.
Yeah, whenever Dave Chappelle did the show.
Yeah. Yesterday, Twitter comes to me and is like, if you don't delete this tweet, we're locking your account. And I was like, fine.
They opened up the burn book and they said, this bitch.
This fugly bitch.
Ugly, or yeah. Fugly slut. I don't remember the Mean Girls quote.
She called her a skank or something, probably. Yeah. But they were like, delete the tweet or else. And I was like, fine. I'll delete the tweet.
And then Charlie tweeted the exact same thing.
Again, yeah. And so Twitter saw that and they were like, not this person with 256 followers wishing for their oppressors to die. So they suspended me for the day. And how have I been without Twitter today?
Charlie's going through it, y'all.
I've been going through some withdrawals.
Yeah.
I won't lie.
Right.
I did tweet from the gay screaming page.
Right.
You know?
And you have, like, what's a good song that encapsulates the situation? You have Piece of Me playing on repeat.
Yeah. Is that no, Britney.
I think it's Katy Perry. I don't know.
Part of Me, Piece of Me.
Yeah.
Listen.
Piece of Me is Piece of Me, Britney.
Yeah, and Part of Me is Katy. Listen, we're old now. It's been a decade since those songs were out.
Girl, I listen to Pots and Pans music. I don't know how many times I have to tell y'all this. Okay, I was watching the Face Shopping music video earlier, and
yeah.
I was like, rip Sophie.
Yeah, rip Sophie.
Podly rip Sophie.
That's our new thing. Podly
yeah.
Rip Sophie.
I'm really sad about that.
Fart.
No, my back. Sorry. I need to go to a chiropractor so he can fuck me.
No! Oh. I don't trust chiropractors.
I don't either. They literally just aren't doctors, and they snap your shit, and they're like, okay, that'll be $500.
And then what if they murder me by mistake?
Then I'll sue from the grave.
But anyways, I just don't feel like it was worth Twitter to suspend me for. Like, oh, I learned my lesson. I'm just gonna tweet it again.
Then you're gonna get suspended and or banned. I get that you're Band-aid. Stubborn, honey. But tweet the meme. Don't tweet the text, because unless someone literally goes to the image and reports it, then you're gonna be fine.
I guess so.
Whereas the text, they can have auto mods look over it, and then they see the word die, and then they're like, oh, you're wishing death on somebody, we're gonna ban you.
Yeah. I wish myself a very die, and watch them still suspend me.
Probably.
Yeah.
Just say, I wish myself a very live, and everyone else not. And see if they get around that.
What if I say I'm alive, like they do on TikTok?
That might work.
They do a lot of stuff to get around censoring on TikTok,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Sex workers, you know, stuff like
yeah.
that.
But it's like, you could still get manually reported, but the chances of that are low, because I don't know anybody who would care.
Yeah. And whoever did report, because I know you're out there.
Yeah. A tweet from 2 months ago, it's really weird that they would randomly just like, oh, you're bad. You need to delete this.
You're a bitch.
Yeah, you're a bitch.
I hope you know that. And your career is in shambles.
They're probably a TERF.
Exactly. There's probably a TERF just looking up the word TERF in the Twitter search.
Wouldn't be the first
and
time.
And was just like looking for people to report, being like,
yeah.
You know?
Gabby Hanna searching up her name every 5 seconds.
No. Whatever happened to her?
I think she stopped.
Yeah?
Like, she just stopped.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
we're better off without her on the internet.
I mean, I think she's still on the internet, but I think she stopped being so, like, aggressive and, like, attacking people and, you know, whatever.
Listen, I don't know if I'm coming off as mean this episode, but sometimes some people just have to hear it.
I mean, that girl specifically, she calls every single thing she's ever been through gaslighting and narcissistic abuse. So
is she girl boss give it a rest. Too close to the sun?
She really did girl boss way too close to the sun. It's like, you're not the victim in every single situation you've ever been in, honey.
But I am. No.
I am. I definitely am. And that's why you should give me all your money.
Yeah.
Anyone who's listening, give me at least $5.
Venmo us.
I will take donations up to $5,000.
No, $50,000.
No, I'm not greedy.
Oh.
Come on, get a hold of yourself. I will take donations up to $5,000. And if anybody knows how to hack into Elon Musk's bank account, let me know.
I forgot
you
were alive.
We will be in touch. I did forget he was alive. Yeah.
You should ask Grimes.
I don't trust Grimes.
Yeah, me neither. Anyways, we'll be right back. We're gonna Whoa, what was that? I felt this.
Charlie has COVID. Get away from me. Someone died.
What is happening? I felt like a sneeze right on the edge of like my nose, but then it didn't come out. And
why
then
are
I
you
just
edging? We're
coughing.
Trying to record a podcast.
Because I'm into edging.
First teasing, now edging.
Yeah.
What's next?
I'm a whore.
Cock and ball torture, Carl. No cock and ball torture in my classroom.
We'll be right back. We'll come back in a second. Because that's what
Charlie's
that meant.
So good at transitioning into the breaks.
Listen, you guys know what to expect.
If you've listened this far, bless your heart.
Yeah.
If you haven't, I wish you a very die.
Listen, is every episode of ours a winner?
No.
No.
But do we still put them out?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
We just like to have fun.
Is the break happening or not? When we come back, I'll say it.
And we're back to Gay Screaming.
Yeah, we're here with our special guest star, Young Miami.
Oh, she's here?
Right here.
Oh my god, it's so nice to meet you.
Did you let me put it in your face like them roaches and put your rich ass to sleep? Buenas noches.
That was a pretty good impression.
Thank you. So,
you're welcome.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back. It's time for our segment called Licking, where we talk about dating and sex. Mm-hmm. And today,
we're going to be having the dating and the sex.
We're going to be doing just that. Not with each other.
Yeah, we're going to be doing it with the microphone.
Whoa, now.
Get ready for ASMR. We thought of the exact same thing.
So we're going to... I made a dating profile. Jared already has one.
Okay, listen. I get that I'm kind of desperate. You didn't even drag me.
You're a whore.
I have... Yes.
Prostitution horses.
But I have a profile on pretty much every dating app that exists.
And I just made a Bumble. So we're gonna take turns going through guys' profiles. We're gonna give them different names because obviously, you know, we don't wanna expose like anyone actually.
Right, but we're comparing and contrasting. That's the assignment for today.
Do you wanna go I will preface. My dating profile is pretty bare bones right now.
Pretty bareback.
It's been a while since I've had a dating profile. I never really liked having a lot on my dating profile anyways, you know.
The way you were trying to make your profile, I don't know about that one.
But did I get there? No.
Fair.
You know, exactly. See? So, let's just go through this. Do you want to go first, or should I go first?
This is completely in Spanish, so I think we're already not compatible.
Let me see. What are we going to call him?
You can call him...
Elijah.
Yeah.
Okay. He says he's an educator. He has English on here. He's a grad student. He's 24. He's into writing, concerts, romance, Latin music, and coffee. I don't think he'd be your type, though. He's 6 feet tall, though.
Let me see.
Ooh, he said, let me see as soon as he heard the 6 feet tall.
Yeah, I'm not attracted to him.
Well, that's a swipe left.
He's a maestro at teacher.
What are you looking for in these dating profiles, though?
Things that I have in common with them. Them being hot. Things that we could possibly do together. Them being hot. And
them being hot?
Whether or not we'd be, like, compatible on, like, a personal level.
Yeah.
And also them being hot.
Mm-hmm. I think that's important.
Yeah.
I think for me, I'm looking for someone I don't think I'm actually gonna like look for someone hard right now, but mm-hmm. you know, we're just having fun with it. We're just seeing who's around, who's available. But like ultimately, I'm just looking for someone who like is nice and not an asshole.
The bar is on the floor. The bar is in hell.
You see what I've been through? So we're already below that bar.
Okay.
Because we're gonna call him Biff.
He does look like a Biff.
Biff here is 27. He's an operations manager. He says, "No, I will not add you on Instagram." He's looking for term relationship.
Yeah.
Monogamy is key. Hey, hey, hey.
Not him quoting Fat Albert.
Nice to matcha with you. Live in East Hollywood. Google it. Not into WeHo scene.
The amount of red flags. No, the amount of red flags in this short ass profile is ridiculous.
Like, I'm sure maybe he's a nice person, but I definitely wouldn't want to date him.
This whole profile is off-putting. He's also not that attractive.
So, perfect first date. Going out for a nice dinner. I don't believe that one person has to pay for the bill. I believe in equality. So, split it. It's
okay,
equality.
So he's cheap.
I don't mind splitting the bill on the first date, though.
He's cheap.
We're still swiping left.
He's cheap.
Yeah, not interested. All right, next guy. Your turn.
We're going to call this guy Carl. Already not attracted to him. He went to my alumnus. He's graduating in 2023.
He's very pretty.
Yeah. It says, let's get boba and watch the sunset or something, which would be nice. It says he wants children someday, and he's also a Catholic. Mm. So these are already things that are deal breakers for me.
But when people put religion on there, do they really, like, mean it?
I don't know. These pictures aren't getting better either. I'm very harsh with dating apps. I'm sorry to break it to y'all, but, like, I'm a bitch, so... Like, I'm not gonna say anything mean to anybody, but, like, as far as, like, what I
But if you're not into them, you're
exactly,
not
like,
them.
I'm more prone to swiping left than swiping right. So, yeah.
Alright, well, next up, I have, Billy.
Not Billy.
He's 26. He's a software engineer.
Oh, Billy looks like a fetus.
At healthcare. He looks very young.
Billy looks like he's 5.
He looks like he's 14, but he's 26. And, you know, some people, he will never have to get plastic surgery, and I will. And that's very upsetting. So I'm already jealous. So he doesn't have a lot on his profile. He just has 2 pictures. The fact that he's a Virgo, his Instagram, and his Spotify linked. And I don't recognize any of the people on his Spotify.
I recognize Cash Cash, Illenium.
I only recognize Blackpink.
Blackpink, yeah.
He has Ghost Dragon, Slander,
it seems like he listens
Crystal
to
Skies.
Techno.
Yeah, I'm not into this. It's a swipe left from me. Your turn?
Okay, so this is Peter. Let's go with that. He's okay. A he-they we love.
We stan a he-they.
He's into art, bars, video games, horror, anime. That's 4 out of 5 for me.
Okay.
Taurus.
Is he hot?
Yes, I think he's attractive.
Let me see.
He's got a lot of tattoos, and that's a very good thing for
me. Oh, he's cute.
Oops.
And oh, oops.
He's got a graduate degree.
Ooh.
He does not smoke. He wants children someday. And he's in Santa Ana. Okay, I'm going to go ahead
That's
and swipe
doable.
Right.
That's doable. Look at that. Matched.
Hey.
Wow.
Hey. How's your night? Love your tattoos.
For all we know, this could be...
If I start dating this guy, you heard it here first.
We found your true love on Gay Screaming. The podcast.
Yeah.
Not the movie. That's coming eventually.
Yeah, the movie's going to take a couple years of development.
All right. Next up is Bob. I'm just going to go with all B names.
Okay. Yeah.
He's 21. He looks like a college student.
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting that vibe.
I get the vibe too.
He's 6 feet. He's active in college. Never smokes weed though.
See, that's suddenly a deal breaker for Charlie, because Charlie became a stoner in the last year.
It is a deal breaker. I mean, like, okay, you don't have to get high every day. I don't get high every day.
Most days.
But usually just because I want to enjoy myself.
Okay.
This has become me explaining myself.
I was gonna say, justify it however you want, honey.
Anyways, he's 6 feet tall. He's giving the middle finger in this picture. I'm not really feeling. He just looks like he's very.
Oh, I'm not attracted to him.
Emotionally immature.
Okay, for someone who's so into Jack Harlow, is this not Jack Harlow as a college student?
Yeah, but he just doesn't look like he's experienced anything.
We'll change that. Beat his ass. No, I'm kidding.
There have been guys where I'm like, I could never date you. I'd ruin your life.
Charlie is the sweetest, nicest person who was afraid to get a smoothie change because it was rotten.
I said sorry before killing a mouse.
So I don't think you'd be ruining anybody's life.
Well, it's a swipe left. I haven't swiped right on anyone so far.
Wow.
All right, your turn. I already know this next
Let's
one.
Let's welcome
is a
to the stage. Slim Pickens. Okay, so next up is, let's call him Theodore.
Okay.
First picture is like a really nice view, but I can't really see him too clearly. Systems engineer by day, grad student by night, yet I'm still free. Love traveling and sushi, looking for a long-term relationship, so swipe left if that's not what you're into. Okay, straight to the point. He likes badminton, K-drama, sushi, beaches, and exploring new cities. He's cute. Also a Taurus. Love that.
You're finding a lot of Tauruses.
I do be a Taurus, so I love that.
The algorithm is working well for you.
It could be bad, because me and other Tauruses tend to butt heads. Two truths and a lie. I can fly a private 3-seat airplane. I have jumped off a 30-meter cliff. I was top of my undergrad class. I don't really care. Also Santa Ana. Interesting.
Nice. You're getting all the Santa Ana boys. How old is he?
24.
Can I see? Maybe I know him. I don't know him. There you go.
I'm going to go ahead and swipe left.
No!
Also a preliminary swipe left already.
Yeah. My next one is already a swipe left. We're going to call him... what's another B name? Bartholomew.
Ew.
He looks like a Bartholomew.
Oh, yeah. He does. Unfortunately.
He's 21. You know?
Yeah, no.
He's just... there's not a lot happening on this page. All of his
a lot of
selfies are...
A lot of really close pictures.
Like the same picture?
They literally are. Like the frame, like his face is slightly askew to the left. It's the same distance from the camera.
Yeah.
Same angle. He's not looking at the camera in any of them.
It doesn't grab me. Also, what is with Bumble only showing me guys in LA?
Do you have your distance turned down?
I probably need
Mine's
to change
like 10
that.
Miles or less. Because I'm like, girl, I don't drive. So yeah. This ain't going to be a long distance, bitch.
We're swiping left. All right. Let me change my... yeah, we're changing my... what do you call it?
You got this.
My parameters, my
settings.
There you
go. There you go.
We're going to set it to 21
Literally
to 50.
Next door. Oh, okay.
And then we're going to set my... if I can change that, thank you. We're going to set my distance to up to like 15 miles at most.
So my next one, I don't want to be mean.
Oh.
It's one picture and the hairline has escaped. We cannot find her. She's gone.
Can I just say something about the hairline, though?
Men can fix it. They just don't want to.
How do they fix it?
Take Rogaine or other hair supplements.
Joe Rogaine.
No, but you can literally prevent hair loss.
Biotin.
It's just that nobody does. And then once they start balding, they're like, oh, woe is me. And then they shave their head.
I just feel like a lot of guys don't know that it's available to them. You know?
But, like, use Google, girl.
I guess.
The way... Okay, this TikTok girl put it really well for me. Girls are expected to do everything in their power to make their appearance as presentable as possible, whereas men are allowed to go bald and get fat, and nobody says anything.
Yeah.
Why is it that if a woman were to go bald and get fat, then everyone would, like, fucking pitchfork her and throw her into hell and say she's, like, not taking care of herself, but, like, a man goes bald and gets fat, and it's like, oh, well. He's
just
aging.
I can't blame a guy who's balding, you know?
I can, though. You can prevent it. Get a toupee. Or fucking get a weave, you know? Do something. Have you seen those fucking new things where you glue hair in? Elon Musk has one.
What?
Have you not seen his hairline?
No!
Exactly! Because you wouldn't know because he covers it up.
With a toupee?
I don't think it's a toupee, but I think it's like a weave type thing.
Oh.
Elon Musk hairline. That's literally what his hair looks like. And you wouldn't know because he fixes it.
I had no idea. But he's also rich.
But the thing is, it's not that expensive.
I guess.
If girls can afford to get long weaves and wigs and shit, then a guy can get a fucking toupee.
I guess so.
Don't be misogynistic. Exactly.
I'm being misogynistic!
You're defending men. Why are you defending men? Why is it okay for a man to be...
Because I want one in me! Anyway.
Jeez, that's all it took. Anyway, the hairline is gone, girl. Just like the movie. And no one's gonna solve it. And it just says, don't know yet for the basics. Doesn't know what he's looking for. And his interests don't line up with mine.
So that's a left.
Yeah, it's a big left.
Left.
It's a big left.
Left. Left, right, left. My next one's already an improvement.
Let's hope so.
We're gonna call him Barry.
Wow, Barry.
Barry already has that cute thing going on where he has glasses and is wearing a beanie. That's the thing I'm
into. Charlie is just describing themselves.
What? He doesn't have a beard, though.
Charlie is just describing himself.
No! He's 23, so, you know, he's a little younger.
Charlie is literally only 1 year older than that.
He says, if you have any cats in your pics, I'll swipe right. Oh, I don't like
No, okay, cats here's like the that, thing. Though. You should, like, be like, oh, you want to see my cats? And then take pictures of your roommate's
no!
cats.
He says, kind of a nerd, but always go out and have a good time with the dancing emotion.
You guys are already a match
emotion.
Made in heaven.
Food is definitely my weakness, so if you know any great spots, I'm in.
Feed him cock.
He's kind of cute, though. He's 5'11".
I'm not gonna be too graphic with this, but I wanna beep 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 choo choo beep 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 in my beep beep with a little bit of beep beep on the side, and if he happened to beep on my beep, then it would be okay too.
Do you kiss your mother with that mouth?
No.
So this is a swipe right, I think, for me. He looks like he could be an asshole, though, because...
He does have a fuckboy vibe a little bit, but I also feel like he would treat me bright in bed.
Yeah. After work, you can find me most likely gaming or knocking out.
Is that not you?
I mean, yes, but part
with
of...
With an edible in your system.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Swipe right.
Okay, your turn.
Okay. We got... what's a good name? Sam.
I'm gonna say Bobby.
We got Sam, and they're a cast member at Disney.
Oh, left.
Exactly. But I'm still gonna entertain it for a second. Hey. Sorry. Hey. Basically, I play like 20 different instruments in a big Disney van. I love working there too, so let me know if you're trying to go on a Disney date. Left.
I think, okay, let's go through my next one.
Hi, baby.
Sorry, there's a cat screaming at us.
We're gonna call him Benito. Even though his name is nowhere near Benito.
That does not look like a Benito.
He's 25. He, they. You know, we stand a he, they.
Love a he, they, yes.
Lover of all things horror and vintage and glamour. If feminine men aren't your thing, please move it along. I'm an introvert with extrovert tendencies. I love exploring new cities, trying new foods, blah, 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 blah. Okay, we've got a pretty solid profile. Honestly... He looks pretty cute. I'm not gonna lie. He's 5'9".
Aries.
Does smoke.
Ooh, fire and water.
Catholic, though.
Yeah.
What's up with all these people putting Catholic in their profile?
Maybe it's like their family was Catholic and they're like, oh, I guess I'm Catholic.
Pro and con of dating me. Pro, I'll always give you my full attention. Con, I can come across clingy. I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
A little far, though, so I am going to swipe left. Hashtag Team Vem, though.
How nice.
Oh, yours is hot.
Mine is hot. This one, let's call him Mike. Mike, with a hard K. is
and the big cock.
Very attractive. He's got a nice beard going. It says, I may look serious, but I promise I'm the complete opposite, and I ask a lot of questions. And if I ask a lot of questions, it's because I'm trying to get to know you. Prefer to stay in versus go out. This is very me.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the squarest jawline that I've seen on a man. He does want kids someday, which is a problem. He also is Catholic. But, oh, I don't like the smile.
I like it.
Not to be mean.
Send him my way. How old is he?
He's 23.
Hmm.
I'm still gonna. Yeah, okay, we matched.
Can't knock it.
I'm just gonna say, hey.
I didn't match with a single person so far.
You still got time.
We'll do two more each.
Okay, two more each.
We're gonna call him Blast Off.
I was gonna say Ronnie. Why Blast Off?
I'm thinking of B. I don't know why. He, him. All right.
Charlie, I want a man. I want a man so bad. And then he, him. All right.
Listen, I wouldn't mind a he, they, or a they, or a she, they. You know, like.
But earlier when they. I was like, oh, you're a misogynist, you're like, I want a man. What happened to that?
The gender is a construct. Tear it apart.
Gender's a construct until a man starts balding, then Charlie goes to their defense.
No, I'm just saying. Because, like, listen. Balding isn't always in everyone's control, right? So sometimes it just happens, and like it happens over an alopecia is a thing.
Then cover it up.
Some people like the bald look.
That's fine if you do. I'm just saying I don't. I do not like a bald man.
Anyways, I'm swiping left on a Blast Off. Not my type at all.
That's completely rude. I think that you're being.
He's a Taurus.
Honestly, he's not that cute.
He seems like he's very into fitness. It's just not my thing. Left.
Wow. So Charlie hates Tauruses, confirmed.
You're a Taurus.
I am being outcast.
My best friend is a Taurus, actually.
Taurus lives matter. So this is... Name?
Oh. Mewtwo.
Oh my god. Legendary.
Yeah.
This is Mewtwo. It says, need a date for Coachella 2022.
Oh, left.
Yeah, I'm already over it. Pfizer gang. That's great. Food, movies, anime. Be my reason to get up in the morning. Okay, that last thing is kind of cute. A little weird.
That's cute and not corny?
Listen, you're using recycled lines. This is fresh.
Wow.
This is wake up in the morning, donut smell.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. And put it in my face like the roaches. To be the reason why you wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or he wakes up at least.
I think he's cute.
Can I see?
Yeah.
Oh, he is cute. Okay. We see you, Mewtwo. Is he with someone though?
Oh, that looks like they're dating.
It's always confusing when people post pictures in their profiles with other, like, people, but it's very, like, close, like, oh, we might be dating, you yeah. know?
I'm a real nerd about Marvel movies and anime. He's in Anaheim. This might shock some of you, but left.
I accidentally swiped left on the guy I was just on, so now we're on to the next guy.
36?
I set it to 50.
Are you trying to get a sugar daddy?
I mean, not necessarily. I don't discriminate, you know? His name already starts with a B.
Charlie's looking for a bald 45-year-old no! divorced man with 3 kids.
That way I don't have to birth myself. I can
fair. Yeah, step. Just take other people's kids.
Yeah.
Just step.
Step all over them. Yeah, crush them.
The windpipe.
This guy, his name is Billy Bob Thornton.
I literally hate these names. Okay, we're going for it.
He's 36. He's a writer. He's a trans ally. He has like all the like you know the stickers that say, you know, Black Lives Matter and all that.
Okay, so he chose the good interest.
Right. He's 6'1".
Big man.
Works out sometimes. Frequently with the marijuana. Plus.
No way, that's a plus for you now.
Listen, come on, season 6. Let's get sickening.
Interesting.
I get way too excited about sushi, tacos, curry, and barbecue. So just like food. I do have to say though.
Uh-oh.
while on paper it might seem like we're a match,
Charlie's like, I don't judge. I'm non-judgmental. And then right now Charlie's like, left, disgusting.
I don't feel the connection.
Right.
You know?
That's what you don't feel.
I hate you.
Okay, left. Listen, I know what the dating apps are about.
Bitch!
Who's this?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't match with anyone. I think we did we both did two more already, right?
Did we?
I think so.
Okay, well then left.
I didn't match with anybody.
And I got two. It is a brand new profile, so people probably haven't seen your profile yet.
Yeah, that is true.
If you get matches later tonight, we'll update you on the gay screaming Twitter.
Which yeah.
We're gonna use. Not especially just because Charlie's suspended. Oh my god. Well, we're gonna make a TikTok too. One day.
Next week.
One day.
Next
club. Eventually.
Club. Another club. Okay, thank you guys for listening to our podcast this week. Thank you if you made it this far to the end, as always. I say as always as if this is actually like the first time I'm saying it, which mm-hmm. it is. But thank you for listening to our podcast. Don't forget to leave a rate and review. You can follow us on Twitter at GayScreamingPod. You can follow me on Twitter at Misty_Terrain.
Oh god, I had a hiccup. You can follow me on Twitter at @loco_twink and make sure you wish me luck with my new husband, Peter.
Yeah. Is that his actual name or is that the fake name we give him?
It's a fake name.
Okay. Oh, and maybe on our actual TikToks, follow us at @TheMistyTerrain and...
Passion Pimp.
There we go.
I post hilarious videos that you'll never see anywhere else. They're not funny.
They're funny. You have some funny ones. You've got the comedy chops.
I have like 20 likes.
And I'm at least one of them.
Yeah, I love that.
All right, bye guys.